Welcome everybody to a special edition of 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday. I'm not sure exactly why it's special, but we're here with the crew.
It's special because we're here with our Patreon subscribers. That's why it's special.
Yeah, it's an exclusive show for us. And the first topic I wanted to bring up is actually not specific to tonight. We were actually reminiscing before we started the show, and George actually reminded me of something that I told for some reason totally forgot about, which is when the show would remind me around like what time the show would drop early and we would all be able to watch it early on Sundays.
You could watch it at 5 a.m. on Sunday
On
for the day
Discovery
of the
Plus.
show. You could watch it at 5 a.m. I knew it was at 5 a.m. because my bestie used to watch it with Soja at 5 a.m. her time. So she would get up at the crack of dawn and they would watch it together. And I knew that I didn't actually get up at 5 in the morning to watch it. I was never that crazy, but like I would watch it at like 11 a.m. and then record my podcast at like 1. And then when the show actually was airing on TV, I would just live tweet it. And then afterward, I would post my podcast as though it just happened. But now I don't have that luxury. Now I have to rush, live tweet it, and then within 2 minutes, go from my living room to my studio to record a podcast. Like now it's very, very rushed. So I don't know why they took that away from us. And it wasn't even like they were giving it to us like days in advance. It was the day of.
No,
But
yeah,
they literally took it away from us.
I mean, I remember it being available early on Sunday and being able to watch it at my leisure and do my like live tweeting whenever I feel like it. And then that way, the whole Sunday night, I was kind of free. I didn't have to worry about it.
Well, that was kind of when they first went into streaming, when Discovery Plus was new and they were trying to get us to subscribe to it. This was before Max. This was Discovery Plus, and they were like, "Oh, Discovery Plus is the new way to watch, TV. This is the new generation of what's going on." And then right when they did it, they ripped it right from underneath us, and it destroyed everything. I had a life at that point. I actually could do things on Sunday because I would watch the shows. I used to write. I had an Unexpected podcast. I had You, Me, and My Ex. I had Extreme Sisters. I had like a crap ton of podcasts. So I would watch all these shows early in the day, literally record a podcast, edit it, and post it. I had time release posts. Like I would go in there and I would say, oh, I want this to go live at, so say the show went off at 9, it would go, my podcast would go live at 9:01. Like I was some sort of shapeshifter. It would literally just press. So right after the show went off, because people used to be like, Jesus Christ, how did you get a podcast out that fast? The show just in it. I can't do that no more.
Yeah, you had the whole wrap-up show like published at 9:01, right? You said.
I was the first person to get any type of wrap-up show out that was pre-recorded. Like literally I would have time based posts. You know how you can look do a timed post? I would post them. And then like go to YouTube and tell, well, don't post it until this specific time. And I would do it like right as the episode ended, my wrap up would go live.
Yeah, no, that's and that was before 90 Day Fiancé Fridays even existed.
Yeah, that was before the George Massey show existed. That was I was my podcast back then was called 90 Day Fiancé Podcast. It didn't even have a name. It didn't even have a name. That was the olden days, but I feel like it was better back then. I feel like it was.
True, yeah, I definitely miss being able to do it like early and not being time crunched.
Yeah, it was nice. They really gave us time to breathe. And now they made it so difficult. Like, remember the last tell-all? They wouldn't even put the tell-all on streaming until all 6 parts aired. So the people who didn't get TLC, like there's certain countries like China or not China, Canada, for instance, I don't think gets the channel at all. So they couldn't even.
TLC, but we don't get TLC Go or Paramount or any other streaming apps like you guys do, unfortunately.
So how did you watch the sell-all? Did you have to wait until it was already done, all 6 episodes?
I actually think I would wait. No, I think you helped me once watch it. You're like, I got you, girl.
Wait, am I the one that streamed it on FaceTime for you one time?
You did.
Oh my God, that was me. I remember that. Yeah, I put my computer up and I FaceTimed her so she could watch the show. I remember that.
Yeah. I'm like, I
The
am.
things we the things we do for the 90-day universe, right? The things that we have to do.
This sacrifice and the efforts now to wait and like regular human beings.
I'm not waiting 24 hours to watch my show. They got me fucked up.
I remember there was a couple. There was a couple episodes too that like leaked online before it actually aired for paid customers. Just I don't know. Do you recall?
Oh, I do remember one of the tell-alls. Yeah, one of the tell-alls got leaked 7 or 8 hours before it aired the same day.
Yeah, I think it was like it must have been from another country or something though. Like
I don't know. I don't know how it got leaked, but I do remember watching the tell-all like 2 or 3 hours before it aired. That it only happened one time. But you're right, it did happen, and I was very grateful for that, because then I could actually, you know, be a normal person and not be glued to my television and have to watch it as it aired.
Yeah, true. All right, so what did you think of there? What for tonight's episode, which sparked your, which couple or storyline sparked your interest tonight the most?
Well, the one thing that stood out to me greatly tonight was Greg and Joan are carrying the season on their back, and I didn't realize it, and Lucille, until they weren't on. Mm-hmm. And the struggle of keeping our attention without them, the struggle was real tonight. I was like, dang, I didn't realize that Greg and Joan were like carrying the season, but they kind of are, because them not being on tonight made this episode a little more difficult to get through.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of thruple tonight, which was not good for me. Like, I really, their storyline is getting even more ridiculous to the point where I can't even tolerate it anymore.
Yeah, no, we've had that discussion about Greg. Like, we actually do enjoy him on the show.
Yeah, he's our favorite punching bag. He's that person that you want on there so you can say horrific things about. He's our punching bag.
Well, I think, didn't he do like a live cooking thing with John?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, with Boston John. Yeah, I saw that.
It was funny. So I guess they did, and we'll get to the thruple after. But as far as Greg, he did like, he was promoting the cooking thing segment with John on Instagram Live. It was like a pre-promotion. So then I was in the comment section and I put in like Team Greg, and then I didn't realize it was like a collaboration post. So then John was like, oh, I forget what he said. He's like, oh, that's fucked up. And then I responded. I was like, because I didn't realize John was going to see it. It was a collaboration post. I was writing Team Greg. I meant to write Team Greg under Greg's post. And then John saw it. But then I like responded quickly. And I was like, well, don't worry. You're my guy if there's ever like a cocktail making contest. So
wait, he got offended by that?
No, he didn't really get offended, but. I forget what he said. He didn't get offended, but either way, I was like, oh yeah, don't worry. You're my guy. If there's like for making cocktails.
Well, yeah. Making bread and stuff. That's not really what Boston John is about. You know, that's not what we're thinking about when we see him. So it is.
Yeah. So yeah, there's no Greg this week. That's why I guess maybe the episode was slow, but there was a ton of thruple.
Yeah. There was a lot of thruple tonight, which I don't know. So tonight, I noticed something about Matt. Matt, have you ever noticed when he's doing his in the moments, you know, when they start filming them like in the moment, he says a lot of gibberish, but none of it makes sense. I noticed it a lot tonight where they were trying to interview him, and he was like, well, when this happens and you don't know what's going on, it's just happening. And it's all gibberish. And I started referring to him as Joe Biden tonight. Because he always seems really, really confused and not sure what's going on, and no one briefed him ahead of time. Like, you know how Joe Biden, every time they would put a camera in his face, and then he was confused as to why the camera was in his face?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Matt reminds me. He's like, whenever they ask him a question, he doesn't know what's going on, and then when he answers it, it's just him gibberishing words that don't go together. Am I the only one that noticed that? Gina, did you not catch that tonight?
I don't know if she's there, but
I'm here. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to him because he's just a useless dud in this situation. The three of them are, so that's my time to get water, just like the Shekinah and Sharper.
But no, I'm telling you, I think if we had to pick the heiress of the airheads, it might actually be him. Mm-hmm. He might actually be the dumbest one in this situation.
Well, why wouldn't you want confrontation when he's getting it from two women at one time?
But it's
I think
Someone on Twitter, they asked me like, why is his nose always red? And then I had a joke response was because his nose is up two asses.
That's actually, yeah, exactly.
Accurate.
That's why he's so confused all the time. He's usually
Mm-hmm.
up an ass. So when he's not up an ass, he's very confused at
He's
what's
not
going
getting
on.
enough oxygen because his nose is up too many asses.
Yeah.
But
But yeah, this episode tonight, it was very slow moving, and we got the hoe to the housewife scene, which wasn't really what I thought it was. I thought that was going to be their breakup, but it actually wasn't. It was more just a crash out, I guess.
The previews made it seem like more it was going to be more explosive.
Yeah, it wasn't explosive at all. It actually, tonight's episode was, it was, what do you call this? It was a filler episode, I think is what they call these in the industry. It needs, you have to watch it so things later on are going to make sense, but it's not going to be like monumental. Nothing is going to happen that you care about, but 3 episodes down the line, you would have needed to have seen this episode so you know what's going on.
Yeah, like the scene where they had the crash out, the fight, and then Imani ran off, and then the Matt came to console her, and then eventually, whatever phrase, Annie, Hanny or Annie, whatever they call her, she came to console her. Like that felt very, that scene when they were consoling each other felt very like, it felt very like it wasn't the first take. Like they're like, all right, take two, do that again. Right.
Yeah, and then she was like, "Oh, I'm in this relationship to be with you. I don't even like him." And then, but every time we see them interact, it seems like she wants to be with Matt, and she doesn't give a shit about Aunt or Amani. So it was a little annoying. But I think, aren't you the one that tweeted that even Amani is getting sick of her ridiculous storyline, and she walked out of her own storyline tonight? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said like she, well, oh, I could pull up my actual tweet, but she even called. Well, basically, she's like, this is a quoting Imani. She says this is fucking ridiculous, and she like storms off. And then my live tweet was, Imani calls her own ridiculous storyline ridiculous. It's giving Rob Dyrdek.
Yes, that's how exactly how I felt, and she felt it too, because she was like, "Damn, this is ridiculous." And it's like, that's how we feel. That's what we was trying to tell you before. This is ridiculous. This is literally the most ridiculous storyline I've ever come across. Like, there's two throuples this season, though. There's the fake throuple, and then there's Juan, Jessica, and Megan. And I feel like they're the real throuple. I feel like they're actual a throuple. Like, I feel like Amani, Matt, and Annie are a fake throuple. And then we have the actual throuple where Megan is literally in a relationship with Juan and Jessica, right? Do you feel like that? I feel like she's literally in a relationship with them.
Yeah, again, it's like I'm friends with Jessica and Megan on Instagram, and I'm friends with like Imani on Instagram. And it's like, if I wasn't friends with these people on Instagram, imagine what I would be saying in that if I wasn't friends with them.
You can still say what you want to say. I mean, like, I talked about Megan tonight on my podcast, and I think that for Jessica said something that may make it a little more sense tonight. She was like, Jessica's like, "I'm her only friend." And I was like, well, that explains a lot. Megan only has one friend. So now it's like, I can understand why she's so crazy. It was like into these people's lives because she only has one friend. Jessica's literally her only friend. You only got one friend, you got to be really invested, because if you lose that one friend, now you have no friends. So I understood it. And also, Megan was on the cruise ship when they met, so I feel like Megan is way more invested because she's like, I've been here since the very beginning. Because usually when your friend or whatever gets a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you weren't there when they met. You get to meet them later down the line, but I feel like Megan might look at it like, no, I was there since the beginning. So this is her relationship too. Because I feel like she looks at it as the relationship started and she was there when it started. So she's a part of it. So I feel like that's what her weird investment is. And also the fact that she doesn't have any other friends. I think what's weird though, Megan is married to a cop and he's never been on the show, and they make it seem like she's not with anybody. Isn't that weird? Like, she's literally married to a guy who's a cop.
How long has she been married for?
Well, they've been married for a minute. Like, I'm fun to say they got married around the time Juan and Jessica got married.
Yeah.
But she's been with him for years. Because if you go on her TikTok, he's on her TikTok way more than her Instagram. But I've seen their wedding pictures and everything, and I've actually seen his post. He's a police officer, or I don't know, Torrington, wherever the hell they live. And he's like in her life. They got their own thing going on. They have their own little Instagram where they sell stuff. Like, her and her boyfriend are pretty well together. So it's weird how on the show they make it seem like Megan is just this third wheel that's following behind their relationship. She actually has her own man, which is
Like,
crazy.
is his her man, so he's active on TikTok, like he's in the
He exists
videos and
online.
shit. Meaning
Like,
like
that's
he's
what's
like
crazy to me.
meaning like as far as social media, he's not like private. He's like you can see him and
I
stuff.
mean, I can see him on her page. I don't know, like, if his page is like that. He's like a police officer, so I know when you're a cop, you can't be like posting weird shit. But he's on, like, on her page. I've seen him. Like, I've seen them on live together. I've seen them in videos together. She has like her lives where she has like a TikTok shop. I've seen him on that. Like, he's around. Like, so to make it seem like that she's just some lonely chick who can't get a boyfriend who is all up in their relationship, it's funny because that's more of a storyline because she actually has her own relationship. She actually has been in a relationship longer than Juan and Jessica. So it's kind of funny that they made her leave all of that out. So when they went to meet Juan, her husband wasn't there. So it's like they almost either one, he doesn't want to be on the show, or two, it looked better for her storyline for her to look single.
Yeah, no, it's that's a good theory. It's either what you're saying or it's a storyline. They want to make her look like desperate for friends, or the cop maybe doesn't want to be like a public figure because of his job.
Well, yeah, it could be, because when you're a cop, being online and doing stuff can be detrimental. Cops have gotten fired for doing things, being too online or too available or too, whatever. I get that. But Julian has shown us that you can be a cop and be online and do both. You can do it, right? It's possible.
Yeah, well, he also has like acting chops, I guess.
Well, yeah, Julian's an actor, and but him being a cop, it didn't affect anything. He's still able to post. He's still able to do his job. It hasn't affected nothing.
Well,
Some cops.
Julian is an interesting case because he ends up going, I mean, we already talked about this months ago, but he ends up going viral in viral videos unrelated to the show, just related to his job.
Yeah, he has. That's really ironic too. For him to go viral so many different times for random videos that have nothing. It's because the people who know him from his viral videos don't even realize that he's the guy from 90 Day Fiance. Like, they don't even know. It's like two separate situations. So yeah, maybe he just has that viral itch. Like, some people have that niche about them. They can go online and make anything happen. Maybe he has that.
Oh, did you see that? I know it's not related to the show tonight, but did you see the Debbie Julian video about the high
Yes, I
heels?
did.
Oh,
I did.
if y'all haven't seen it, I'm pretty sure it's on Miss Debbie's page, but she and Julian did like a little skit almost where they talked about the dangers of like high heels and you could assault someone easily with them, and it's basically like a weapon. And she's wearing like caution tape or police tape around her and shit.
Yeah, and Julian has said that that's considered assault and battery, because he actually arrested someone, two stripper sisters that were fighting over a piece of cake. And they one girl hit the girl with a stiletto heel and it broke the skin. And if it breaks the skin, that's considered assault and battery. And that person went to jail on a felony. So they were just making it more, building the awareness that what Jasmine did on that show was felony assault. And whoever doesn't want to admit to that, whoever wants to j take her side, do what you want. But what she did on that show was assault. If Rob would have took off his shoe and hit her with it, he would be in prison right now. But the fact that she's a woman, the network let her hit him twice, right? She did it twice. They let him do what she wanted to do twice, and that's what we're trying to bring the awareness to. Because there's people who are like, "Oh, I'm Team Jasmine," or "I'm Team Rob," "I'm Team," you have to be team not assaulting people. Okay? Like, you have to be on the team of not committing felony assault. That's the team that you should be on. If you're on any other team, you know, you might end up getting arrested because if you think it's okay to assault people, you know, like Julian said, you might be taking a ride in the back of the cop car because that's not okay.
Well, we should ask him with the two strippers that assaulted each other if it occurred at a strip club, and then we should figure out the name of the strip club and then look at the reviews.
That is true. He didn't specify where the arrest was made, and they were fighting over a piece of cake. It could have been a stripper's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, or it could have been a guy's birthday who had his party at a strip club, or it could have been XXX Beast having his birthday party at a strip club in Atlanta.
Well, you know, XX,
Right?
I'm sure he gets the red carpet treatment. He's like a regular.
Well, yeah, can you imagine if you're a strip club connoisseur and it's your birthday? That's automatically a VIP table, right? That's automatically a VIP table.
Know. Hawaii, Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm friends with Julian, so
Wait, which one
I'll
in Ohio?
hold on a second. Let me take a look.
Because I lived in Ohio,
I know.
Gina, and I do know of some in Ohio.
Course you do.
I'm not going to tell you how I know.
I'm friends with Julian though, so I could text him and ask him what's the if it happened at a strip club and what was the name.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, let's figure that out because that would be a fun that would be a fun review. We already know the strippers get arrested for stuff, so I know that would be a fun one to read the reviews of what's going on in there. Because if they're attacking each other with stiletto heels, just imagine what's going on a Saturday night, right? Like, just imagine.
You know it's going to be ratchet if that's going down.
So the one in Ohio is called Lido Lounge.
Nah, where's that at? I don't know what that is.
It's on in Cleveland.
Where is it?
Don't know, it just gives me 3029.
I've
Yeah.
heard of Lido's Pizza. That's a local chain.
It's near
Lido Lounge.
Highway 90 or Freeway 90.
Okay, I know where I-90 is.
Yeah, like
That goes through
Madison
Cleveland.
Avenue and West 177th Street.
It's permanently closed.
Oh well, then that's a fun time. But
Wait a minute. This is on West 117th. I know exactly where this is.
there you go.
This was in, oh my God, stop it. I know exactly where this strip club used to
So,
be.
Gina, you said XXX Beast went there?
Yep.
That's how you found it.
Yep.
Okay.
We had to pay
It's
for Georgia, to Ohio, where George was from, so
yeah, that place is gone. It's a tear down, but I know where this is. Like legit, I know where this is.
You could
What?
have
Oh
met
my God.
XXX Beast back in the day and
I
not
could have. That's insanity. It's funny because I didn't remember the name of it. But now that I see that it was on West 117th, I know where this is. And it's actually, I don't want to give too much information, but I know, I'll tell y'all off live. But that's crazy. That's crazy.
True. All right. What couples should we talk about next?
Well, we were talking about. Did we? Well, I was gonna talk about Sean and Aaliyah because Aaliyah wants to take monthly HIV tests.
Well, let me ask this. Do you think that germophobia is hyped up as a storyline for the show?
Yes. Only because they had sex the night before and it didn't look like they showered. I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, if you're a germaphobe, sex is very dirty for you, and you would have to like shower immediately after. So the toothbrush, I guess, in better terms, the toothbrush wasn't the nastiest thing she had in her mouth the night before.
Yeah, she had that Burger King Whopper in her mouth.
Right,
Ooh.
right. So, and we don't know if they toss salad or not, right? We don't know. I don't know what they do in their bedrooms, right? I don't
I'm
know.
not sure if Burger King has a salad bar like Roy Rogers does.
Well, we don't know if they had a side salad with their meal,
With
right?
jelly or syrup dressing.
Yeah, so I think it's hyped up because also, and when they went to the store, she started touching things in the store. And I do have friends that have like OCD, the germ issue. They literally wear gloves when they go to stores because, you know, touching shit in the store is dirty as hell. That's like going to an escalator and touching the black thing on the side of the escalator. People who have a true germ phobia would never do that. So when she walked in the store, first of all, she doesn't wear a mask when she goes out in public. So that makes me think she doesn't have a germ thing because people who have a germ thing, they wear a mask when they go anywhere. So I think that it's hyped up. I think maybe she had like OCD and they were like, well, let's roll with that. They were like, you mop the floor twice a day. Let's go and say that you are freaked out by any type of germs and they roll with it.
Yeah, like so I think we have like PhDs in 90 Day Fiancé. So I think we're becoming way too smart for the show. And yeah, I think this whole OCD germophobia thing is basically put on steroids for this for a storyline. Like it's exaggerated for the show.
Well, I said on George's podcast in the comments, it could be just a hypochondriac.
Well, I'm just saying I feel like it's embellished for the show.
Oh, of course, everything is.
True. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that, and also she is a nurse, so I think that she might have a little heightened sensitivity to germs. But I whatever they're showing on the show, I think it's completely it. First of all, you can't work in the nursing profession if you're freaked out by germs because you literally are drawing blood, you're cleaning up wounds. You would never make it in that industry if you're freaked out by any of that stuff because it would be impossible for you to avoid. So she wouldn't even be able to be a nurse by trade if she was just disgusted by germs. That
Yeah,
it's
well, look
literally
at like
impossible to live without.
Howie Mandel. He suffered from severe like germophobia.
Yeah, he did. I've met him in person and he is so weird about that germophobia thing. He is so weird. Like when you're talking to him, you can't like look directly at him because he says like you could like spit from or saliva from your mouth could come in his direction so that he wants you to look like toward to the side. But he was so weird. I remember meeting him. It was just the weirdest interaction.
Yeah, he's an interesting Canadian.
Is he a Canadian?
Right,
I
Gina?
didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he's from Toronto, though, not from the West Coast.
Oh,
True.
so is Toronto like you're Michigan? You don't claim it?
Well, no, that's like Quebec. We don't really. But I love Quebec. Toronto's just like where Drake's from, Justin Bieber's from. The West Coast, we have like Bryan Adams and Nickelback.
But you said it like, oh, he's from Toronto, though. So, like,
Yeah,
that's
we
like
have
what we
Jason
would say.
Priestley, we have Michael Bublé. Yeah, it's like an East Coast, West Coast thing, you know.
Well, because in America, if you're from one of the states that we don't care for, or like, for instance, you're from Florida, and they're like, well, unless you're from Miami, then you're from a weird place, right? You know, like, that's kind of, we don't claim certain places. You said it like y'all didn't claim it.
Well, I'm just so used to like where I'm from, where there's like mountains and ocean and no smog, and Toronto is all like, let's build like huge, like no mountains and well, hardly any mountains. You have to drive over 2 hours where I can just look at it. Like, it's like 10 minutes away, right? Like, it's right there. We have views. Toronto doesn't have views, they have views of skyscrapers. They like to pretend that they're the New York of Canada. And I've been to New York, and I like New York better than Toronto.
I sense some Canadian hate in there. I'm just gonna say it. I sense a little Canadian hate in there.
Let's so as so I'm getting back to what's it called? Burger King. Did anything interesting happen with them with Burger King and Aaliyah?
Well, no, it was just mostly he doesn't want her to transition. Like her bottom surgery, and then she wants to transition. Well, okay, so here's my theory. I feel like he loved her when she was Douglas, and now that she's transitioned into Aaliyah, he's like, well, I'm gonna do you a solid and I'm gonna get you a green card because then and you're a nice person. I don't think that they're actually in a relationship. I think that if she would have stayed Douglas, they would have stayed together. But I think since she transitioned, he just kind of took her under his wing and was like, oh, I'm going to help you through this journey. And that's kind of what they're doing now. They're not actually in a relationship. They're clearly having sex with other people. They're not actually in a relationship. I feel like he's being a nice older gentleman and he's going to get her a green card and get her set up in a better life. You know, that's like his one good deed that he's going to do for the world.
True, but yeah, they didn't really do anything interesting other than shop for squeeze dog toys and shit.
Well, yeah, nothing really happened. And also, Mahdi went to the gym and he was freaked out because there were women there. So that happened, which I know I keep saying this. I was like, oh, great. There's a scene with Mahdi. So he's going to tell us how it's so different from Iran. And that's what he did. He literally, like, we had to watch 7 minutes of him telling us how different it is from Iran. And it's like, dude, you're not in Iran. It's going to be different. And you know, the country, I hate to say it, but the country that you're in has made it impossible, you know, for you to adapt to being in another country because their rules are so strange and like controlling. Like any other country is gonna seem like a foreign land to you, or another shit, another country or another universe is gonna seem, it's gonna seem so outrageous because the fact that they have male gyms and female gyms is crazy. Why can't they just work out in the same damn gym? Like, that's crazy to me.
Well, like it goes beyond gyms. Like, for example, like at a professional basketball game there, you can't, I'm pretty sure, I know you can't sit with women. I can't remember if it's like it has to be all men or all women or if they have to sit separately or something, but you definitely can't like sit next to a woman at like a basketball game.
Why? Like, what is sitting next to someone gonna do? Like, it's not like you, like, if you're sitting at a basketball game, you can't have sex with the person next to you. It's like a public place. So, like, what do they think is gonna, what's the worst that could happen if you sit next to a woman that's not your wife? Like, what's the worst that could happen? Right? Like, I'm so, 'cause we have plenty of situations where men and women are. Hell, we even have co-ed bathrooms now. It's 2025. There's bathrooms like where men and women both use the same bathrooms. Like, what do they think is so horrible that's going to happen if a man happens to interact with a woman? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't, yeah, so there was the gym scene with Maddie, and then there was the painting thing. I guess he was too uptight for her to have her butt painted on the show.
Yeah, he's very bothered by butts
Very,
and boobs.
yeah, he doesn't want like guys that watch the show see a printout of her butt.
That's the most Muslim thing, though. Like, they don't want anyone to ever see their wife. Like, that's a super Muslim thing. Like, once they find her, they put her in draperies and cover her head with a bag, and they're like, no one can ever see her. That's only mine. No one can ever, and
But like she was also showing some insecurity in the sense of when he was like, oh, if I'm going to be a personal trainer, what do I say to a woman if she asks like my status? And then he was like, do I just, I guess I just say I'm married. And then she's like, yeah, of course, you better say that or something. So she was all kind of uptight too.
can we go ahead and acknowledge that there's another dude who wants to be a personal trainer? Like,
Yeah.
what's the, like, Sarper? Like, can we go down the list? Remember Razvan? Are men incapable of working a job?
Mohammed.
Yeah, like, I'm so confused as to why. And also, why are there so many openings for personal trainers that there's this infinite pool of men who can be personal trainers? I've been to the gym and I didn't need anybody to tell me how to turn the treadmill on. I figured the shit out on my own. So, like, I'm pretty sure personal trainer is a cover for male prostitute. I'm pretty fucking sure there's no such thing as a personal trainer if you're a guy. That's just the term you use when you bang the ladies at the gym. That has to be what's happening here, right?
I don't know. I just feel like the TLC casting people, they always go to the same tropes. So if they've had a personal trainer on the show in the past, they're like, oh, bring them more of them on because women like seeing dudes with like nice bodies.
It's becoming to be almost unbelievable that all these people come over here and their only usable skill is they know how to lift weights, so they have to be a personal trainer. Like, you don't have anything going on in your mind whatsoever that you can do career-wise other than tell people how to press the on button on the fucking treadmill. Like, this is crazy to me. Like, you can't do anything else. You can't do nothing. Like, you have no usable skills other than you know where the gym is. Come on now.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, if you're a personal trainer by trade, okay, maybe you're not used to working out next to women, but don't act like you're uncomfortable in the gym.
Yeah, he did make that really uncomfortable. He was like, "Oh, I don't know where to look, and there's women in bra tops, and
And it's like,
yeah."
and he said, like, yeah, the weight isn't. He's used to like kilos or something, but it's like, dude, you can figure it out.
Use
Well,
your
see,
phone. It's called Google.
here's the thing, right? Like, I was raised in a religious cult and I couldn't hang around girls or do anything that I wanted to do. But when I was allowed to hang around girls, they didn't make me uncomfortable. I was as comfortable as I could be because that's where I wanted to be. So it was weird. Like, whatever you're not supposed to do, whatever is forbidden is what you want to do. So when I was able to do things I wasn't supposed to do, I didn't get weird about it. That's when I started acting out and trying to get laid. Like, I wasn't allowed to do it. So when I was allowed to do it, I was a playboy. So it was really confusing for me how he was like, women make me nervous. And I was like, how? How do women in general make you nervous?
What did you think of the stupid ass painting with his arm?
And that was so stupid. They did fill it in and make it look like an arm, though. So I was a little impressed by that. Because at first it just looked like a white little glob. But they did fill it in. It did look like an arm. But that was. I'm not impressed with the painting scene or whatever. And the way that I wasn't impressed by that. It was.
I'm sure the producers were probably really frustrated with them because they're all up being uptight and they weren't like playing along. So I feel like the producers were probably annoyed because if it was Jasmine, for example, and they said, "Hey, Jasmine, do like a print of your ass," she would be on the floor in 2 seconds with paint on her ass, rubbing it on the mat or whatever, or on the.
Well, yeah, Jasmine would, based on what I saw today. That wouldn't even be a conversation. Jasmine would definitely do that. And I think that they did try to get them to do the freakier stuff. And they said no, because remember, the opening scene, I think with Shekinah and Sarper, they went running up the stairs and he's like, "I'm a caveman." Like, they played ball. You could tell that Shekinah and Sarper, they're like, "Oh, you want us to be nastier or weird or invasive and make people feel uncomfortable? I got you." They played ball, but I feel like Stevie and Mahdi wouldn't play ball, so that was the best we were gonna get. And like you said, the producers were probably like, "Nah, you told us that you were gonna give us the shots that we needed. This is not what we needed."
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, we kind of learned this when we interviewed Devin. And if you haven't listened, go back to our Friday's episode and listen to the Devin interview. But one thing, it's like, I feel like if you're kind of difficult with the producers as far as playing ball, I feel like that will result in less scenes of you being on the show. I mean, I know that sounds obvious, but still.
Yeah, I think so. I think if they don't get the shots that they want, that your storyline is going to end before the season. They're not going to waste their time. They have a certain storybook edited line or storybook edited scenes that they want, and they know what they want to see and they know what they want to get out of it. And if you don't give it to them, they're not going to waste as much time on you. And even Devin said it. She was like, they started casting people later on because she wouldn't play ball. So they casted, who did she say they casted later in the season?
Citra and Sam.
Citra and Sam, yeah, because they didn't get everything they needed. And they were like, "Well, we're not going to fill the season with you not doing what we wanted." So they went and casted somebody else to fill in those scenes. So yeah, they definitely are looking for puppets. They want people that are going to do whatever they want. And Jasmine has become that person. She literally does whatever they ask. And Angela was that person before. She did whatever that they asked, and she got the most out of it.
Yeah, no, that's true. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like Maddie and, well, I'm trying to remember, were they on, they weren't on last week's episode, right?
I don't
I don't think they
think so.
were, but
No.
yeah. So
Yeah, they weren't on.
All right. And then, okay, we didn't really talk about Mark and Mina.
Yeah, so there's some new information now that came out about Mark. So we knew that Mark liked to date younger women after his divorce from his ex-wife, but now we came to find out that Mark has been dating younger black women. So he's got a type, and we're gonna meet one of them. So one of them's name is Jade, and this was the chick he was dating before, Mina. And I guess the news, the information that we were given tonight was he was talking to both of them at the same time. So he was trying to get back with Jade while he was trying to get with Mina, or vice, or I don't know, while he was already messing with Mina. I don't know what the situation was, but we're actually gonna, I think we're actually gonna get to see her and be interviewed. Remember when Emily and Kobe had their season and they made it seem like we were gonna get to talk to Kobe's ex, but they played us. She didn't actually show up, but they
Oh yeah,
kept sh
that was so annoying.
Yeah, and they showed like a girl walking up and everything, but it was just some random person. The girl didn't actually show up. So it looks like Jade is gonna show up. But again, we don't know specifically if that's really what's gonna happen. But we do know that Jade exists because Gina found her Facebook page. And let's just say she's hotter than Mina. Oh, can we post the picture in the Patreon? Maybe we should post the picture in the Patreon so the subscribers can see what she looks like. The pictures are not like super recent, right? Gina, I think Gina said they're from 2016.
Yeah, they're in 2016, but like she could have more pictures on there, just like
But they're private for friends, yeah.
yeah.
She was very hot though, like nice hair, nice face. And I don't want to be rude, but Mina looks like she got run over by a bus. This chick, Jade, does not look like she was run over by any part of public transportation. She was very good looking. So my thought process is Mark would have rather been with Jade, but the story is Jade and him fell apart after he brought up the prenup. I think that's what he said on the show, right? He brought up the
Yeah,
prenup.
what he said on the show on the second episode.
Yeah, so he brought up the prenup to Jade and things fell apart. So Jade wasn't having it. Jade was like, if I'm gonna be with an old white dude, you're gonna give me some money. So Jade was like not having it. So I'm assuming that his first choice was Jade. Mina was, you know, I can settle for that. She's black, I can deal with it. You know, like she's still my type. But I think the girl that he was trying to actually be with is Jade, based on the photos that I saw.
Yeah, I posted one of the photos in the Patreon member chat.
Yeah, so I want to hear. So everybody, go and tell me, is this, am I right? Is she hotter than Mina? Do y'all think that this is probably, you know, this was his number one choice, and then Mina was probably like number four, and he took, you know, he settled.
Did it get into is well, I guess maybe Gina would know, but like, is Jade a local chick?
It didn't really say too much information about where she was living, but she was originally from Haiti.
Okay.
But I'm assuming
Oh.
she's living in the United States now.
Yeah.
Oh, so do you
She
think
actually looks,
that?
I mean, she does look a little bit like she could be like Mina's younger sister or something.
Her younger, hotter sister.
Yeah.
But I mean, so they, her and Mina might actually be the same age because these pictures are not
And
recent.
the picture I posted also is like filtered, but anyway.
Right. So that's true too. We can't really go based on filtered photos. You got to see what people really look like because we'll learn the hard way. Filtered photos are not real people. They're like AI generated images.
Yeah. Hello, happy Saturday.
What was that?
Sorry about that. That was me. Sorry.
True.
That was you? It didn't even sound like you.
No. I didn't think it was going to be a video. Sorry.
Okay.
Someone sent me something.
Oh, because I was
Sorry.
like, you sounded really strange in that.
No. Sorry.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Oh, you know what? You know it's. I wonder if I have it saved or not. Let me. This is unrelated to. Oh yeah, there's a really hot picture of Jordan that she posted on her story.
Wait, a hot picture?
Well, I have her in a bikini, but
I don't think I follow her.
yeah. You want me to post it in the Patreon chat?
Yeah, post it in the Patreon chat. I don't think I follow her on social media.
No, you don't.
I was, after I saw the photo, I was like, oh, no wonder you're kind of bratty because you can get away with it. So hold on, I'm going to post it in the member chat of our Patreon. Let's see.
What's her? Oh, her name is Bissette. Okay, I got it.
True.
She has a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has a NF. Well, her soon to be husband was in the NFL for 1 year, I guess. But anyway, I posted it in the member chat of her in a bikini if you want to check her out.
Oh, wow. She does look much better on Instagram. She's not ugly on TV, but like she's smoking on Instagram.
Yeah, after
no, she's just like, ugly.
You're kind of sassy.
Wait, what?
I said, after I saw the photo, I was like, no wonder you're sassy.
Yeah, I can see that now. She looks like a daddy's money girl, right? That's the vibe I'm getting.
Well, that's her personality, but yeah, I guess the looks come with that personality.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
my bad. I'm exploring her Instagram. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of impressive.
True. I'm wondering if I should post any of, well, with Gina's permission, either. I wonder if I should post either Jade's photos publicly or repost the Jordan photo on my page. Who knows?
Maybe just because it could be the same Jade, it could not be the same Jade. So maybe just wait till like next week. You do you. You do you.
True. Or I could do like a diptych, like a split screen. Of like the screenshot from the show and then the photo you found of Jade. I don't know.
Also, the Gabe guy, her husband, he went private on Instagram.
Oh, he did?
But yeah.
Not private before?
No.
Okay.
I wonder if he's been getting, you know, some people can't take the heat. So
yeah.
when they go on TV and they didn't realize that it was going to be heat, I wonder if he can't take the heat.
Well, when I was looking him up a few weeks ago or whatnot, his account was private already, so.
Oh, maybe he privated it before the show aired in preparation for the heat. Yeah, maybe he was like, you know what? I don't even want to know what these people want to say about me. And he did it anyway. Okay, maybe that was what happened.
True. And then I guess Jordan apologized to Mina, but Mina in the interview part said it was like a phony apology, right?
Wait, Jordan apologized? I thought Mina apologized.
Well, I guess they both apologized, but in the testimonial style interview, Mina said it felt like a fake apology.
I felt like both of their apologies were fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like. Yeah, I feel like they both were playing ball. Like, Mina was like, I need to fix this with her so the family will get off my back. And because she's not going to sign a prenup. So she just needs to get Jordan to get off her back long enough so she can marry her dad without signing a prenup. So I feel like she was like, well, I'm going to play ball and I'm going to make this, I'm going to shut her up. I'm going to get her off my back and then I'm going to marry her dad behind her back. And now, boom, I got half her shit. Like, I feel like she's still being very strategic because it's too late, really, to do anything else. They already have a baby. So she already got him on the hook. Now it's just how much money does she want to get out of him in total? Like, now she's just in the long game now. Now she's just increasing her reward at this point.
Yeah. And yeah,
so I think Jade lives in Florida, actually.
Oh. And where does Jordan live?
Florida.
Well, yeah, in the second episode, because I had to really watch it for a reason. I forgot why. Oh, I remember why. On the second episode or whatnot, when they're talking about why they broke up, because he brought up prenup, he also mentioned that he traveled to Florida quite frequently because that's where they lived. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where her, like
maybe Jade was like, the when I go see my daughter, that Jade is my Florida jump off. Right?
Probably.
That, yeah, that could be. Also, I noticed in Jordan's profile it says Florida slash Georgia.
Exactly.
And then in Gabe's bio, it says Georgia. So do these people live in two different states?
I don't know, but
How does that work? Yeah, his profile just says Georgia. Her slash Georgia. But
True.
his still has his picture in his NFL uniform, so he's clearly living in the past because
He had his 1 year in the NFL and he's gonna drag that shit out till the end of time.
yeah, his photo is him wearing the NFL uniform when that was 2000, 2001. So yeah, he's definitely, so maybe he was living in Georgia back then. Who knows?
I feel like it had to be more recent than 2001, but
I'm going to Google it. Hold
because
on
people
a second.
said, what's the dude's name again? Like Gabe something?
Gabe Neighbors.
See, this people said, there's somebody on fantasy football said, I remember him as my tight end because I wanted to name my whole team. I wanted to name my whole team Gay Neighbors.
Okay, so he played for the Los Angeles Chargers from 2020 to 2021.
You said like 2000 or something, or 2001 original.
I thought I said 2020. No, I meant to say 2020. I didn't mean to say 2001. He probably wasn't even born in 2001. No, yes, he was. Okay. Yeah, that would have, yeah, he was born in 1997. So yeah, it couldn't have been 2000. So 2000, he played from
He
2020 to 2021.
has a he, so yeah, he has a bend over name, which is Gay Neighbors for the people that missed that joke 2 seconds ago. I don't know why I'm repeating it, but yeah.
I didn't notice the name joke until you said it, but I'm also not a football fan, so I never, like, I didn't know when he played football because I've never really watched football, so I've already had missed that.
True. Can I crowbar in a non tonight's episode thing?
Oh, what happened?
I know. Did you see like Liz was posting stories where she was on like, I guess she's the dude she's with now is like a motorcycle guy or something. Did you see that?
No, give
Okay.
me like 1 second. I'm looking for
Well,
it
I don't
now.
know if it's, I can't remember which account reposted it, but it was on her stories, but it's probably not on her stories anymore because it expired.
Yep, her stories are gone. So now I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, hold on. I could find, what's that one? Hold on, I could find it for you. But it was interesting that if she's dating like a motorcycle guy now, it's kind of like, I don't know, I just found it interesting. I have thoughts, but I always
But
just,
can you see the guy's face?
no, you just see like, you see a motorcycle, you may see like a helmet, and then she put like passenger princess as like a caption type of thing. But anyway, yeah, it's, I don't know. I just feel like, well, I know she was dating military dudes, and now she's dating. Oh, look up on. Hold on, I'll send you the. I found it, I think. Give me 1 second. I'll send you the link. Anyway, I just the point. I don't know what the point I'm trying to make, other than I'm interested in the types of dudes she dates, obviously, in terms of their, the type of guy.
Well, she used to date Big Ed, so we already have low expectations. So it's like we don't know. Oh, I see the motorcycle, the helmet. It's a nice motorcycle, by the way. What is that on the table? There's like a book. It says something Mexico.
I don't know. But
Maybe he's
the people that are
maybe.
listening live, I put in the link in the chat too. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a picture of him, but he has a helmet on. So
I
who
don't know. I
knows?
just found it interesting because, like, I feel like after dating some military dudes and after dating Big Ed, it's like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if a motorcycle guy, I know I sound like old codger, but I don't know if a motorcycle guy is what she should be going after these days.
Oh, so you think this is probably the wrong type of guy? Well,
No,
I have a question. What is wrong with a motorcycle guy?
I just feel like at this point she should find a square.
Oh, so they're not square enough.
I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, I don't, but again, maybe it's not that serious. So maybe I'm overanalyzing it, obviously, but maybe it's just a little fun little fling. But I'm just saying, if I feel like whoever she gets settles down with next, I feel like she should date like a square guy, yeah.
I don't disagree with you. I think that her track record would, you would think she would be looking for somebody a little more responsible. But, you know, one thing I've learned about women is the more responsible and respectful the guy is, the less likely she wants to be with him. So that's how it goes. I don't know why that happens. But that's usually the situation. So the more clean cut the guy is, the less likely he's gonna get the girl. That's usually how it goes.
True. So yeah, that was a little detour. Don't mind us, but don't worry, Liz, we still mad respect and love. So don't worry, we're just interested as fans.
Well, yeah, we're gonna judge the situation, right? We feel we're the Megans. We're Megans. We're just all up in your business judging your situation. That's just what we're doing.
Yeah. So any other topics from tonight's episode worth talking about? I feel like we hit it all.
No, I think we cleared them all. I mean, this wasn't a Tom Cruise episode tonight, guys. You know, there wasn't a lot going on. It was a little hard to get through. I looked up at the clock a few times. When I was watching the tell-all last week, part one of the Last Resort tell-all, I didn't look up at the clock once. When it went off, I was actually like, damn, is it over? Tonight, I did look at the clock a few times. That's how I know that this was not a smooth running episode. There was, you know, a little motivation for of me making myself get through it. It wasn't the best episode.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow's tell-all will be good, and hopefully we'll have the energy to do a post-tell-all podcast. I know it's like very
Speaking of that, hold on a second.
okay.
I wanna where's my remote? I wanna see how long this
Was
has
gonna say
left.
people are clamoring for the after tell-all podcast.
Right, let me check.
Oh, and then doesn't Diary start tomorrow? Yeah, it
That's
does.
it
Yeah.
does.
All right, so the Last Resort tomorrow tell all is 1 hour.
Yeah, but then we're forced to watch Diaries.
Correct. We have to watch Diaries. But the tell-all is 1 hour long. That's all we're getting. And I'm glad that you reminded me. I don't have Diaries on my DVR, so I had to record that.
And then, sorry, you're gonna watch the tell all, then you're gonna watch Diaries, then you're gonna do your podcast?
Maybe if the tell-all was really good, then I'll just go live right around the time Diaries goes off. And then I'll just do my podcast because if I need more time. But if it depends, if the tell all is really, really good, I'm not gonna do both shows at the same night. I'll wait and do it the next night.
Yeah, I feel like Diaries is never that. It's not, it basically feels like homework.
Well, yeah, because a lot of times what we're watching is stuff that we already know because we have social media and we own cell phones, so we know what these people are doing already. So it does seem like a chore. I only watch Diaries for the people that are no longer on the show, like Rebecca and Zied are gonna be on there. There's a few people, I think Marcille and Anna, like the people that the show has cut ties with and you actually care to know what they're up to now. I only watch it for that. The other people that are still on the show, I already know what they're doing. I could care less. But the people that the show has abandoned, basically, those are the people that I want to see, you know, what's going on with them.
Yeah, I mean, I just watch it because it's almost like it's like to be in our position, it's like required viewing for us.
Well, when people ask you questions, they expect you to know the answers. And I think I told y'all I've watched every single spinoff and everything from this 90-Day Fiancé series except Lauren and Alexi after the 90 days. That's the only one I haven't watched. And I did watch the first two episodes of season one, and I couldn't get through it. And I stopped doing it. I did a podcast on it, actually, the very first episode. And I think Lauren messaged me and said something stupid to me. And then I was like, you know what? Screw you and your show. And I just stopped doing it, and I stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did cover Annie and David after the 90 days. All three seasons. All two seasons. I covered them both.
True. It's like 1:20 a.m. Do you want to just like say hi to her for like 5 minutes? Not that she's not worthy of longer than 5 minutes, but say hi to Lana for like a few, and then because it's late, and then end it.
Oh, Lana's here. Hey, Lana.
Well, let me
hey,
give her,
Lana.
Let me give her speaking privileges. Assuming she's available.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lana. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. It's a
good.
Long
time.
Right? I almost missed you guys tonight because I thought we were doing Monday night. So I was watching American Idol and something told me to check my phone. I went, oh, shit.
Yeah, I DM'd you the link, right?
Yeah, you sure did. But I hadn't checked my phone because I don't know why I was thinking we were doing Monday again. I guess because of last week.
Yeah, we weren't necessarily. I feel like tomorrow night was the more guaranteed show. And tonight was just like, I still wanted to do it, but it wasn't as pre-planned as a normal Sunday without an interesting Monday night.
Right. I got to tell you guys this quick little story real quick. So I get a call today and my manager's like, hey, Lana, we need you to go over to a unit. The housekeeper there is refusing to do a task. And I was like, well, what's going on? What's the damn task? Apparently, the people that stayed there that night, I guess after they got done doing their thing, the guy pulls off his condom, his used condom, and throws it, and it slaps up against the damn window and sticks on the windowsill.
And then he left it there?
And they left it there. And the cleaner refused to get it.
And it was all dried and stuck to the window?
Oh, yes.
And then the cleaner refused, and then what happened after the cleaner refused?
Right? I don't know, but that cleaner refused. I don't know which one it was that was out there. But they were like, Lana, could you go over there and, you know, take care of that? Because for me, it's a task. So it's like $50 for me to go over there.
Wait, so you had to clean the
dryer? Yes.
Oh, God.
So I had to go over there. At first, I was like, okay, I got this. No problem. I grabbed my gloves and slapped my gloves on and everything. And then once I got to it, I didn't realize how disgusting it was going to be. You know what I mean?
Did you like gag or something?
I totally gagged. I swear. When I looked at it, when I first looked, I gagged and I turned away. And then I tried to side-eye it so I could grab it with my hand and not really look. But that didn't work because it was slimy on the window.
Ew, did you ever get like a scraper?
You know what I did is I went and unrolled a bunch of toilet paper and I grabbed it with that. So I wouldn't even have to look at it. I just covered it with a bunch of toilet paper. And then I went and got the glass cleaner and cleaned the goddamn window.
So do you charge the people like an extra fee for doing something disgusting like that?
Oh, for sure. I'll charge them every damn time. I don't give a shit.
You should have got like double hazard pay for that.
Right?
Yeah, and you should probably put their name on the do not rent to list, right? Because that's pretty.
Oh, we did. I told them straight up, I go, just make sure you guys write down that this guest is 0 stars. They were horrible. Then the cleaner also said the place was a big mess. But come on, throwing used condoms and slapping them on the windowsill, that's pretty fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
that's low. That's low, like for real. That's pretty low.
Yes, that is disgusting. You know, and that's why I was just like, oh, God, okay, Mel, I'll do it, you know. Plus, it was an easy $50, and it was only like 3 minutes from my house, so.
So, George, would you clean a dried-up jizzy condom for $50?
I would not. No. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. I'm a germaphobe, which is actually funny because we were talking about that tonight with Aaliyah. But I am a germaphobe, and I really, really, really hate bodily fluids. I'm going to tell y'all a funny little story. So when I was younger, I wouldn't kiss girls like with tongue because I didn't think that spit was attractive. So like when I was like a teenager and a girl would want to make out or whatever, she would try to kiss me with her mouth open and I would push her away because I thought that spit was disgusting. That's how much of a germaphobe that I was.
Yeah, I get that.
Because I was like, why would you spit into my mouth? That's disgusting,
Yeah,
right?
I totally get that.
I'm a huge germaphobe. So, and you know, other activities that teenagers would do that might be fun, you know, with their hands or fingers, I was freaked out by because I was a germaphobe.
True. We'll have to think of a new game, like an F, Mary, Kill equivalent of a game, but it'll be like three horrible tasks that Lana had to do. Might be
Yes.
like clean a condom off a window. One might be unbox a bunch of dildos. One might be, I don't know, whatever the third one would be, just like some random.
The one could be one of my guests left me a damn body on the patio. I swear to God, you guys, it looked exactly like a body wrapped up and had duct tape wrapped all around it. You could see the head, the shape of the arms, the legs, the whole works.
And you thought it was a dead body?
I thought it was a fucking dead body. And I just go into that back bedroom there, and there's a glass door that you can go out to the patio. So I open the curtains to make sure the cleaner did the patio. And when I open the curtains, I see that damn body laying on the goddamn patio steps. And I'm like, and this was right after Halloween. So it should have hit me, you know, that, oh, come on, this is a joke. But this shit looks so real that I took a picture of it and sent it to my manager. And she was like, oh, shit. Lana, oh my God. She was like, are you gonna go check that? I go, I don't know. I'm scared. Shit, you know? And then I ended up getting the broom. I opened the glass door and I went out there and I poked the damn thing.
So it's like a Weekend at Bernie's, like the movie.
Yes. But wait,
Yes.
Lana,
The
why
hell
would
out of
you,
me.
when you poked it, were you trying to see if it was gonna move?
I was trying to see if it was gonna be stiff, like a body, you know?
Oh,
You
because I was
see,
like,
yeah,
I'm pretty
still
sure.
alive.
Wait, so you poked
That
it and
was the only
then.
thing I could think of to do because I was so scared.
So
And
was it?
I poked it, and when I seen it go in, I was like, wait a minute, that just, no, that's not a body, you know? So I went in the kitchen and got a knife and cut open the black trash bag that had it surrounded, and it was some kind of blow up type fucking doll that they put in there.
Oh, like a sex doll?
Yeah, something like that.
What? Oh, so was it like a Halloween prop or did they
I
like?
think they did it to prank us. That's what I really believe. Because why would they leave that there? And it was the only thing there. And I mean, it's literally wrapped up with duct tape, like they would do a body to get rid of it.
Like how many days after Halloween was it?
This was maybe 2, 3 days after Halloween. I remember it so well because it was so close to Halloween. So I remember after it happened, I thought, oh, okay, they were fucking with us, you know? But they got me good. I swear. I wish I could find that picture. I will send it to you guys. It will blow you away. They wrapped that sucker just like a body. Just like the arms to its side, legs closed, head up, and they just had it wrapped in black trash bags with duct tape in three different spots. Duct tape around the legs, duct tape around the center, and around the shoulder part.
Well, all these crazy things at least give you good stories.
Yeah, they do. They give me some crazy shit, but good stories.
No, that was good. I liked your first story, even though I'm sure the audience is going to be grossed out.
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting. That's why I go, you know what? I got to tell them this sick shit, how
No,
sick these fuckers are.
yeah. I love that story as messed up as it was.
Well, you love it because you didn't have to clean it. That's why.
Didn't have to clean it. And you're not a broke ass woman like me who has to take that $50 shit.
Well, at least it was a quick $50, right? And
Yeah.
you didn't have to do anything. Well,
Bag.
yeah.
Immoral.
You didn't have to do anything that they do in Tijuana for that $50.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, well, at least the story was priceless.
Was so gross. I have never seen that ever, ever, ever. That was disgusting.
It's like aside from us, like who have you told that story to?
Only to my managers. You know, my boss found out about it because he laughed so hard about, not about the condom one, but about the body. My boss was like, oh my God, Lana, that would have, I would have shit on myself if I would have seen that, you know, because it just looks so damn real. But as for the condom one, my managers didn't want to go do it. They didn't want to go clean it. So they were like, oh, let's call Lana.
Okay. Well, you didn't, it's, you didn't really tell that story to a million people yet.
No.
Okay.
I sure haven't.
Are you going to tell people? Is that
the story you want to tell everybody? Like, I sure as hell ain't going to tell my kids.
Well, you know? Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound like something you would just tell people, you know, like at a party.
But I had to tell you guys because of the fact that I tell you guys all my crazy shit that I deal with, you know, with my Airbnb situation. So I just thought, wait till I tell the guys this one. Oh, my God.
You need to write a book, Lana, of your Airbnb chronicles.
Right?
Well, I'm glad we gave you a form to get that off your chest, because I know.
Yes, that one had to go because it just happened to me yesterday. So,
well, I'm definitely glad we carved out some time to talk to you, because that definitely panned out well.
Yeah,
we ending on a high note.
Yeah, just don't go to bed and have a dream and wake up and see a condom stuck to your window.
Oh God.
Well, I'm going to watch The White Lotus in a minute, so I'm sure there'll be something horrible there that will
right?
Right? That will be worse, so I'll be fine.
Yes. All but right. That was so gross, because that was a part of that man I did not need to see. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. That's crazy. People really need better home training. That's crazy.
I'm telling you. That's so gross, because you would think even if he threw it off and didn't realize it even hit the window, I'm sure as hell when he got up, he realized it, because they had the curtains open. You could see it as soon as you walked into that room. The condom staring you in the face.
Like for doing that and making y'all clean up after him, how much more did he get charged?
Yeah, they'll charge him the $50 that they gave me.
But
that's it. They'll charge him the $50 that he gave me, and that's it.
I feel like he should be charged way more than $50.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what I think it is? I just think that they're so damn greedy when it comes to getting money that they basically don't care. Like, a lot of the cleaners will tell them, please don't rent to these people anymore. They were disgusting. They were gross. They did this. They did that. And they'll rent to them, but another house of ours.
I don't know. I just assumed if you do some fuck shit like that, the charge is like, I was going to guess.
Whoa.
Like, a lot more.
Shibuti, think about if you throw up in the back of an Uber, they charge you like a $400 cleaning fee.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure why they don't charge. Like, if you mess up a house, they should charge you at least $300 or $400 because
They will do that if it's like a party or something and they did damage to things and all that. Oh, they get charged some bucks. But I guess they felt like a damn condom full of cum wasn't important.
I feel like that's worse than a party.
Yeah, that's so worse. Gross.
Like,
ugh. Yeah, that's like a bodily.
Can you imagine if they would have just closed those curtains and then the cleaner didn't even notice it and the next guest came in?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Or like, let's say a guy is taking his chick there, and then they're trying to get intimate, and then they open the window, and then she sees his jizz.
Yes. Oh God.
That's not really romantic.
No, none romantic about that at all. So disgusting. All I know is if my man used that condom that night, he should know where that condom went. If it didn't go in a garbage can, where the fuck is it? Is it in the bed? You know, I found them in beds before. You know, stuff like that. Ew. But never, I mean, not never stuck to a window. Like, literally someone just threw it and said, let's see if it'll stick. Bam.
Yeah, unless you're a rock star, you shouldn't be doing shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. If you ain't got the fucking money to pay for it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, yeah, that was a great story. It's like 1:33 a.m. here, so.
Oh, wow. Well, it was good talking to you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. Yeah, we'll try to do like a hopefully the tell-all part two is worthy of a wrap-up show.
I know. Hopefully it is. It was sure good last week.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. It had me on my toes the whole time. I even rewinded it a couple times to see something over again, you know? So it was pretty good.
True. So yeah, hopefully we'll see y'all tomorrow for another special edition of Nighty Fiancé Fridays on a Monday for tomorrow.
All right, guys. Yeah. Good night.
All right. Thank you,
Good night.
Lana.
Good night.
Well, yeah, look for this episode on this episode will be available Monday on Apple Spotify. Thank you for everyone for listening to Fiance Fridays on a Sunday. Right?
Thanks, guys. Yes, on
Thanks,
Sunday.
guys. Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Peace.